welcome to Tech Hype, a show where we debunk misunderstandings around emerging technologies and the laws and policies that shape them. I'm your host, Brandi Nonicki. Today, we're exploring California's Senate Bill 1047, also known as the Safe and Secure Innovation for Frontier Artificial Intelligence Models Act. This bill is a landmark piece of legislation aimed at regulating the development of significantly advanced AI models, often referred to as frontier models. So, what does SB 1047 entail? Well, essentially, this bill seeks to establish safety protocols for AI models trained on 10 to the 26th floating point operations, or with training costs exceeding $100 million. I know, I can hear all of you. What does this even mean? What is 10 to the 26th floating point operations? Well, let's just keep it simple here. They're going after the largest models available to date, those that require high compute power and vast amounts of data. These models would be considered covered models in the bill and would be subject to stringent requirements before and after they are trained. This definition also extends to models fine-tuned using substantial computing power, including that by downstream developers and open source models. The bill introduces the concept of critical risks. Critical risks are those that could result in mass casualties or at least $500 million in damages, such as the misuse of an AI frontier model in a cyber attack or autonomous actions leading to serious bodily harm. While the bill's intention is to mitigate harms before they occur, Meta has already released Llama 3.1, the world's most advanced open-source frontier model. It's already spread around the world and will be very hard to rein back in. Now, some of the mandates of SB 1047 and the requirements for developers of covered models include, number one, safety and security protocols. Developers must implement and document comprehensive safety and security protocols that manage risks across the model's life cycle and include reasonable assurance that a trained model will not result in critical risks. This assurance is required before the model is trained. Now, the catch here, though, is that it is often actually difficult to fully understand the critical risks of these models before they go through months-long training runs. This is akin to looking at ingredients in a recipe and assuring the end result will taste delicious. If you've ever been to a fine dining restaurant, or I know all of you remember your grandmother's best dishes, you know that the art is in the cooking. The same is true of frontier models. Their true potential, both good and bad, is often only realized after training. Moreover, the reasonable assurance requirement might actually drive developers to conduct smaller, less ambitious training runs in an attempt to circumvent the assurance requirement. Now, while this bill is focused on frontier models, there are vastly greater applications of simpler machine learning in use across both the public and private sectors today, making consequential decisions that affect people's rights. One cautionary note, let's not get laser focused on frontier models alone, but on sound safety and security protocols for all forms of machine learning. The second requirement, third-party audits. Beginning in 2028, developers must have their compliance audited annually by accredited third-party auditors if this bill is passed. But the field of third-party AI audits is still in its infancy. The federal government is also aware of this and has proposed strategies for addressing this knowledge and skills gap. The VET AI Act, proposed by Senator Hickenlooper, Democrat from Colorado, would task the National Institute for Standards and Technology, or NIST, to develop guidance on what a robust third-party AI audit entails and how to vet the quality of third-party auditors themselves. But how do you do that? What are the mechanisms for assessing a third-party audit? Now, standard-setting bodies like IEEE and ISO have established both technical and socio-technical standards for AI. However, there is still a lack of consensus on what these standards should entail, and especially on how they should be operationalized. It will take years to iron out what a robust third-party AI audit should look like. Now, these early audits, while very, very well-intentioned, they may set inappropriate precedents. Now, the third aspect of the bill would be the establishment of the Frontier Model Division and reporting requirements. The bill proposes creating a new division within the Government Operations Agency within the California state government to oversee compliance and update regulations. Now, there have been several concerns that this division could serve as a bottleneck and, at worst, release safety and security weaknesses that allow bad actors to exploit frontier models. It comes as no surprise that SB 1047 has received significant pushback from industry leaders, including Anthropic, the industry-leading AI safety and research company. In a letter to the California Assembly, Anthropic expressed support for the bill's goals, but criticized its approach, arguing that the bill's prescriptive requirements could hinder innovation and place undue burdens on developers. Anthropic suggests a shift from pre-harm enforcement to a deterrence model that holds companies accountable for actual catastrophic events. They argue that the current bill's approach might stifle the nascent field of AI safety by actually imposing standards before those best practices can be established. The debate around SB 1047 also reflects a broader philosophical divide between the effective altruism and effective accelerationism movements. Effective altruists advocate for putting guardrails in place before AI systems are developed and deployed, emphasizing caution and the prevention of existential risks. On the other hand, effective accelerationists believe in fostering rapid innovation and addressing risks as they arise post-development. This tension raises a fundamental question. Should we regulate AI to prevent potential harms before they occur? Or should we allow innovation to proceed and deal with consequences as they arise? Now, there is an argument that there is established product liability and negligence torts that can be used to hold companies accountable for building a technology that causes harm. But of course, this also means that the harm would have occurred, and accountability is only sought after the fact. As we continue to explore the implications of SB 1047 and similar bills, it's crucial to strike a balance between fostering innovation and ensuring public safety. The outcome of this debate will shape not only the future of AI, but also the landscape of technological innovation and responsible AI governance. Thank you for tuning into Tech Hype. Want to learn more about this evolving space? Check out our other Tech Hype episodes at techhype.org.